Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump accepted the Republican presidential nomination today as the party's convention kicked off in person in Charlotte, North Carolina. In an impromptu speech, the president accused Democrats of trying to steal the election by promoting mail-in ballots during the pandemic.
Be very, very careful. This is going to be, and I really believe this, this is the most important election in the history of our country.
Yeah, it is.
Don't let them take it away from you.
The live event was a stark contrast from the all-virtual Democratic National Convention last week. Let's bring in our political strategist. We've got Alice Stewart, who is a Republican. Allison, it's good to have you back. Alice, rather, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for having me.
Sure. And Bill Press is the Democrat. Hello to you.
Hello, Peter. Hi, Alice.
All right, so Alice, we are going to start with you because, hey, this is your convention. It's underway, and I guess, you know, you're both either sort of a mix of nervous or incitement excited because here we are. The general election is sort of officially underway now. Alice, how are you feeling? What have you heard so far today?
Well, so far, it's off to a great start. Is this clearly going to be an unconventional convention just like it was last week? I was encouraged to see the president take the time to go and speak to those at the convention to tell them thank you for your work and support and really get it started with a show of unity and the fact that he really wants to continue four more years. And as he has made the case, as well as the vice president made the case, it's time to make America great again. And it was nice to see him to show a positive message, one of encouragement and unity, bringing the party together. But Peter and Bill, as you both know, politics is a game of addition, and we not only have to ignite the base that are at the convention this week and last week, but broaden the tent and bring in the undecided voters, and that's the goal for Republicans this week.
So, Bill, I want to get your reaction in just a minute, but to that point, Alice, how inclusive will this convention really be? Because already today we heard the president warning that Democrats are out to steal the election. He essentially said that if he loses, the election will have been rigged. And I don't know if you noticed, but the first thing he said when he came out to address supporters in Charlotte was, you know, hey, if you really want to drive them crazy, don't chant four more years, chant 12 more years. That sounds like it's much more dire than inclusive, Alice.
That sounds a lot like he's really energizing the base and getting them excited about taking part in this election, but also 2024 and after. Look, Peter, I'll be the first one to say Republicans and Democrats across the board, we need to make sure and instill with voters that we want free and fair elections. We also want them secure and one of integrity. And I don't like either side questioning the integrity of the election in November. We need to do what we can to make sure that everything is done fairly. But to try and cast doubt on the outcome right now, I think is not a proper way to move forward. And I think clearly what we're going to see this week in terms of broadening the tent, the themes that the Republicans have outlined, the land of promise, the land of heroes, of opportunity and greatness, we'll hear from a cross section of Republicans and people across this country that will really inspire people to get out and vote for Donald Trump as opposed to just voting against the opposition, which is what we saw from the Democrats.
So, Bill Press, the Democrat here, do you like hearing these kinds of messages from the president? Because, you know, maybe it doesn't appear that he's branching out from his base. Or are you thinking, uh-oh, I mean, this is the same kind of messaging that got Trump elected 4 years ago, and it could happen again?
Well, the first thing I feel is a little pity for the Republicans, because I think after the Democratic convention, they have a hard act to follow. And what we saw from what we saw today, I don't think they're going to come close. Look, I don't see how anybody, not even my friend Alice, could say that it's off to a great start. This roll call was ridiculous. So it's the same old format with boring people at the podium, no creativity, unlike the Democratic convention, which was that very fun, exciting romp around the country. These people stood there. They gave their same old spiel in the middle of the day when nobody is watching. And then The president arrives. He didn't do anything to reach out to the base. He spoke for twice as long as Joe Biden spoke in his acceptance speech, and 99% of it was ranting about mail ballots, about absentee ballots, which have been used in this country since the Civil War when Union soldiers voted by absentee. That whole approach, Chuck Todd on NBC, right after the president finished, said, if we gave you took the truth of what the president just said in 50 minutes, we would probably be limited to one sentence. There were so many untruths about, as you pointed out, Peter, the president's message was, Democrats are trying to steal this election. This election is rigged unless I win. And that was his entire message. Finally, let me add one other thing. I think it should be noted that the Republican Party is having its convention and not adopting any platform. This is no longer a party of ideas. They are saying that. They've admitted, we have no ideas, we have no principles, we have no platform, we have no agenda. We are the party of Donald Trump, period. That's what this convention is all about. That's what we're all about. And whatever he wants to do, it's okay with us.
So, Alice, I want you to respond to that. Hold on. Let me just jump in there real quick. I do want you to respond to that. But to the point that this was sort of the same old boring convention, as Bill says, his words, that it was just like past conventions. Alice, isn't that the point that the Trump administration wanted to say, hey, look, you know, life can go back to normal and, you know, we're not so worried about the pandemic and the economy and that sort of thing? I mean, maybe it was part of the strategy, Alice.
Well, sure. Let me just say to my dear friend Bill to save his pity party for the Democrats in November. The Grand Old Party doesn't need it. And look, truthfully, any vote that's up for grabs is not going to be decided based on whether or not there was a live roll call out in the states or a taped roll call out in the states or live or taped roll call from the convention hall. It's not going to make a big impact on those swing voters or up for grab voters that they're really trying to reach for. And to correct Bill with regard to no platform and no principles or policies, we're going to hear this week exactly that, key principles that the Republican Party is focused on and will continue to work on, including jobs, what they're going to do to eradicate COVID, ending our reliance on China, working on health care, draining the swamp. And another key point that I was glad to see the president touch on today was defending our police, not defunding our police, which is what the Democrats want to do, but making sure to restore law and order, which is critical.
Well, careful, Alice. Do not repeat Donald Trump's lies, please. Joe Biden has said, he said again on ABC last night, he does not support defunding the police. He has a program to give more money to the police. So let's be clear. And also, the point I made was the Republican convention has decided they are not going to adopt a platform. You cannot dispute that. That is a fact because they're not putting out any ideas and no agenda. And by the way, Donald Trump spoke for 50 minutes today. And I was waiting to see, as Karl Rove himself said, Donald Trump has to put forth and tell the American people why you should give me another 4 years, what I will do with another 4 years. He did not do that today. All he did was warn about carnage in the streets and a rigged ballot.
What about that point? Four nights of this convention, we expect to hear from Donald Trump every night. That was a very long speech that we just heard him give today. I mean, at a certain point, do you think people just kind of tune him out?
I think this was, as I said, unconventional. And what we will hear throughout the week is more fleshing out of the policies and principles of this party. And look, the decision clearly has been made to flood the zone with Donald Trump. He is the face and voice and leader of this party. And I think that's a good call. And to all of those concerns that Bill has, we have 4 days to flesh it out and to outline how this president and this party will go about making America great again for 4 more years. And it's only just begun. And I'm encouraged to see a lot of the speakers, but most importantly, Herschel Walker, the former Georgia Bulldog, is going to be speaking. And I, for one, am excited about that.
Hey, clearly, let's just talk quickly, Peter. I just have to say one other thing missing today. Almost no mention of COVID. Almost no mention of it. The only thing Donald Trump kept saying is we saved millions of lives, ignoring the fact that almost 180,000 Americans have died as of today because of Donald Trump's incompetence in leading the response to COVID-19. He didn't even talk about it.
Well, look, it will be interesting to juxtapose those two conventions to see how they each treat that issue differently. But I do want to talk about what will happen after the convention. Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris, you mentioned this earlier. On ABC last night, Biden was pushing back on the president's claims that he's losing it mentally and that he won't come out of his basement to campaign.
Guess what? I have left my basement, but here, in the meantime, 500 million people have watched what I've done out of my basement. And guess what? People are listening.
Bill, I'm going to leave it with you because we don't have too much time. Are you concerned that the two candidates will have vastly different campaign strategies here? Trump probably going to be pressing the flesh more with real in-person voters.
I think what you're going to see is Joe Biden with a very and Kamala Harris with a very positive, forward-looking campaign of what they would bring to the White House, how they would get the country back on track. And I think you're going to see continued personal attacks by Donald Trump. That's who he is. That's all he's good at. I don't think the American people will buy it.
Okay, Alice Stewart, we're going to have you back on at some point to give you the final word here. Alice Stewart, a Republican strategist, and Bill Press, the Democrat, thanks to you both for a nice conversation. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.